Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In recent years, we've realized quite how bad a knock on the head can be for us. Because the brain bobs about suspended in fluid inside our skulls, and if you move or stop the head suddenly, the brain cannons into the inside of the skull and can be injured. It's especially important in sports, but it's hard to study and to develop effective safety equipment for obvious reasons. But scientists have now discovered that something you commonly find in the fridge door behaves in an uncannily similar way to your brain. Adam Murphy.
In lockdown, I've been cooking a lot more. And I've been making a lot of egg-based things lately. Apparently I'm not the only one. A group at Villanova University in Pennsylvania have been using eggs to model the physics of brains during concussion. You know, can you scramble an egg or a brain while it's still in the shell? Or skull. Chin-Hong U told me why you can compare an egg to a brain.
But if you think about this from just a physics point of view, they're both kind of like a soft thing in a liquid environment that includes in a hard shell.
It's hard to measure concussions as they happen. Skulls aren't transparent after all. So while a brain isn't an egg, it can help us with the physics. Wu and his team took the eggs out of the shells, put them in transparent, hard containers, and then got violent.
Then we create impact on this structure. So this impact could be like a translational impact in a way that you just strike on the container directly. And also we introduce a different type of impact in which we just rotate the container with the motor.
What they found was when they bashed the container with a hammer, not much changed. And when they spun it up really, really quickly, a little changed, but not much changed. But when they suddenly stopped it spinning,
then this egg yolk just experienced like a very dramatic change in shape.
So why? Why is stopping a spin such a big deal?
So you rotate the container, let's say in this way. So the motion of the container is transmitted through the fluid gap to the membrane of the capsule, then to the inside, the fluid that trapped inside the capsule. When you have the acceleration, so outside, and you know keep accelerating, so you build up pressure in the gap. This pressure is big enough to hold the soft capsule in shape.
The outside spins up first, and then it transfers that spin to the inside. And that outside-to-inside motion helps keep everything together. But then when the outside stops spinning suddenly, the inside is still going, and doesn't have that motion all around it to hold it together. This explains why, for example, boxers hit the ground when they're hitting the chin, because it rapidly spins the head and then stops the brain. So what might we want to do about this?
Coming to the protective gear, you know, when you develop this like helmet or for sports or for other things, keep this in mind that if someone encounter an accident, for example, in a car accident or other things, if anything involved with you believe there is a rotational impact, you got to be very careful and have the MRI done, because the brain matter is very, very soft and it's very sensitive. A concussion and also like a traumatic brain injury is a huge issue for public health. So as an engineer, I know we should do something useful, meaningful, and make our life better.
That was Qian Hongwu speaking with Adam Murphy, and that work has recently been published in the journal Physics of Fluids.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.